Oh, good afternoon, and you're listening to CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. This is George Bashan, and welcome to my show. This episode is now called The Experimentation of Rock. So in previous episodes, we explored how music changes through this fusion, the cultural exchange, and technology. But this time, I want to focus on one genre specifically, which is going to be rock music, and how that consistently reinvented itself over time. So, when people think about rock, they often think about guitars, drums, and traditional band structures. But throughout its history, rock has never really stayed the same. Artists have consistently experimented with the new sounds, used different production techniques, and influences from other genres itself, like blues, like funk, like soul, as well as jazz, and all sorts. But throughout this hour, we'll move through blues rock, psychedelic rock, progressive rock, synth rock, industrial rock, shoegaze, post-rock, and more experimental approaches to the genre. So, we're going to see rock as one fixed style. Not really. No, we're not. We're going to see it as different styles that's used under the roots of rock. So, this episode explores how musicians have continued to expand what rock music can sound like. So, let's get into it. So first up, we're going to have a set of three songs that we're going to first play. Each of them are in different subgenres of rock. The first one is going to be the song Tribute by Duane Burnside. Let's hear it.
I wanna know.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and you just heard Tribute by Duane Burnside. So, he is an American artist, and he performed last February in Vancouver's The Pearl, and I got to see him, and he is such an amazing blues and rock performer. So, next up, we get Lost It by Neighborly. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Lost It by Neighborly, which is a psychedelic rock piece. Up next for our last song from the set is Elements by Witch Hazel.
I can see through.
This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Elements by Witch Hazel. So as we've heard here, there's three different types of songs that we played, and there are three different types of subgenres from rock. So the first step looks like some of the foundations of rock music and how artists become expanding beyond their traditional structures of rock. So first up, we've heard Tribute by Duane Burnside from the album Red Rooster, which is from the blue rock genre. It's one of the major starting points of modern rock. So since he combined using the emotional expression and the guitar traditions of blues with the louder amplifications and stronger rhythms, artists create a sound that would be influenced by many futures of musicians. And from there, we heard psychedelic rock from Lost It by Neighborly, which started pushing its boundaries even farther. So artists become experimenting with the studio effects, the unusual structures, and the more atmospheric sounds, as we've heard with Lost It. And it shows that rock is also about creating experience instead of like using it in the traditional sense. And then the third one we had was a progressive rock, which is from the song Elements by Witch Hazel, which we just heard. And it continues this idea by exploring longer compositions, more difficult arrangements, and the influences from classical music and jazz. And it also challenges the idea that rock songs need to follow simple structure and doesn't have to be in a strict sense. So these early examples show that experimentation has always been part of rock music, and it continues to be to this day, as we'll see later on in the show. So before we continue, here's a quick public service announcement.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
All right, so that was the public service announcement, and now we're going back to songs, which is our second set. We're going to do first with the song Anytime by The World Provider, which features Katie Moore, which is a new wave / synth rock piece. Let's see how this sounds.
Come
This is CGSF 90.1 FM, and you just heard Anytime by The World Provider featuring Katie Moore. Next song we're going to play for you is going to be one of my favorites. It's going to be an industrial rock piece, which is going to be Thought Leader by Health. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Thought Leader by Health. For our last song for the set is going to be Sugar by Palsoak, which is a shoegaze music genre from rock. Let's hear how this sounds.
Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and that was Sugar by Palace Oaks. What a nice way to end off this set. So this one explores about how rock begins incorporating new technologies into different approaches to sound. So we have here is different subgenres, which is new wave and synth rock from Anytime by The World Provider. And after that, we had industrial rock, which is by Thought Leaders, a song by Health. And after that was Shoegaze with the song Sugar by Palace Oaks. So what we first heard was new wave and synth rock, which has electronic instruments into rock music. And through this use of synthesizers and new forms of production, it replaces guitars, and these electronic sounds become another way for artists to create new textures apart from just guitars. Industrial rock also pushes even further by combining rock instrumentation with mechanical rhythms, distorted sounds, and electronic production, which we've heard there from Health's Thought Leader. And then we see that artists begin using the technology not just for having it as an extra layer, but is as a main part of the music. And after that, the final one we heard recently was Shoegaze, which is from the song Sugar by Palace Oaks. And that uses it very, very differently because they all share the same idea. So instead of focusing only on traditional guitar, melodies, artists, so forth, they use effect pedals and studio techniques to transform guitars into walls of sound and atmosphere. So even though these genres sound very different, they all come from the same idea, where rock music can continue changing by experimentation with new tools. But before we can continue further, let's hear it from a public service announcement.